Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif and U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry have resumed nuclear talks in the Swiss city of Geneva. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization, Ali Akbar Salehi, as well as U.S. Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz, are also attending the negotiations. Iran's deputy foreign minister warns that Tehran is ready to pull out of the nuclear talks with the P5+1 if the other side attempts to impose its will through non-diplomatic ways. Abbas Araghchi reiterated that Tehran is seeking a win-win solution and will not give in to political and media pressure. Yemen's former president says the venue of the talks on the country's political crisis should be moved from Sana'a to, quote, a safer place. Abdurrahman Mansour Hadi insists that he is still the legitimate president of Yemen. The Western-backed politician ran away from house arrest in Sana'a on Saturday. A senior Iraqi lawmaker says Israel is providing military training to ISIL terrorists to carry out terror attacks inside Egypt. Wahab Al-Tayi says Israel's Golan Infantry Brigade is involved in training ISIL commanders in the Sinai Peninsula. South Korean authorities have summoned a Japanese diplomat amid rising tensions over the sovereignty of a chain of disputed islands in the waters between South Korea and Japan. Seoul has strongly condemned comments by a Japanese official who has described the islands as an inseparable part of Japan. North Korea's leader has called on the army to be in a state of full combat readiness ahead of planned joint military drills by the neighboring South and the United States. Kim Jong-un said the North Korean armed forces should be ready to respond to any provocative move. Two former British foreign secretaries are under fire over cash for access allegations. Jack Straw and Sir Malcolm Rifkind are accused of offering political services to a private company in return for thousands of pounds. The two have been secretly filmed by undercover reporters, though they have denied any wrongdoing.